Thank you, Basil. Good morning, Millsy. President Trump's drive to swiftly reopen the American economy is coming under sharp fire from Senate Democrats. The president's Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, was on the congressional hot seat. Pressing the Trump line, he gave a stark warning to Democratic-led states that have been cautious in reopening as they worry about further endangering public health. But Mnuchin says American families and businesses are suffering.
We are continuing to see large unemployment and other negative indicators. It is important to realize that the large number represents real people. This is why it is so important to begin bringing people back to work in a safe way.
There was sharp response to that from the Senate Banking Committee's top Democrat, Sherrod Brown.
How many workers should give their lives to increase the GDP or the Dow Jones by 1,000 points?
No workers should give their lives to do that, Mr. Senator, and I think your characterization is unfair. We have provided enormous amounts of equipment. We've worked with the governors. We've done a terrific job.
Donald Trump was also on Capitol Hill, lunching with Senate Republicans, and in front of reporters again defended his personal use of hydroxychloroquine to ward off COVID-19, even though there's no evidence that it does.
It's gotten a bad reputation only because I'm promoting it.
But his government's own Food and Drug Administration is strongly warning against its use outside of a hospital or clinical trial. Infectious disease specialist Dr. Joseph Rahimian with New York University spoke to the American ABC about potential side effects.
There is a potential for cardiac abnormalities, abnormal heart rhythm, eye issues, retinopathy, and those are all possible with its use.
You've heard about people testing positive to COVID-19 a second time, but apparently they didn't actually relapse. 470 patients in South Korea had tested positive for a second go-round, but the government health authority there is now calling those results false positives. Those patients were no longer infectious because, they say, in South Korea, the traces of the virus detected were actually harmless dead samples. Dr. Ted Elogin is an infectious disease specialist in Boston.
These results are very encouraging and should be very reassuring to the public that once you get infected with COVID-19, it's unlikely that you're going to get infected again.
And Millsy and Basil, that conclusion's still preliminary, and there's no way of knowing yet how long that immunity might last.